Question 19. Internal audits. What should determine the quality and quantity of the audit report? There is a quantity of audit report that is called too little. If you have carried out an audit for half a day and you have a report that is less than a page, it would be considered too small. A rule of thumb to use is to look at your audit report and answer the following questions. 1. Does it detail the objective evidence reviewed during the audit? 2. Is it a fair reflection of the time spent carrying out the audit? That is, half a page for a half-day audit will likely be below expectations. 3. Does it demonstrate that I have been professional in doing my audit? Remember, professionalism here refers to good objective evidence, optimal use of time, and your report being a document that can be used for any future reference. It is important to note that some internal audit arrangements are structured for very minimal report writing, and some are simple tick-box checklists. Without going on to what is a different question, whatever the methodology you use, documenting adequate objective evidence of samples seen, documents reviewed, personnel interviewed, other evidence reviewed, is important to putting together a good report. Many audit reports contain statements such as, "The process for the control of records is effective." That is more like a conclusion than audit evidence. This kind of statement would be expected in the summary. Before you can come to this conclusion, you must have tested the efficacy of the arrangements for the control of records. You must have looked for or requested some specific records, verified they were well stored and easily retrievable, verified they were legible and arrangements were in place to keep them up to the timescales defined by the management system. As a rule of thumb, I pick 5 or 6 random samples for most audits. You could choose more or less. You want to document these samples. Let's say you choose 10 samples. You might decide not to put down the details of all the samples you choose, but you want to document enough sample evidence to justify any conclusions that you come to. I have established this at about 5 or 6 for many simple processes in my own audits. But of course, audit sampling should be done relative to the risks and sample size available. Audit sampling is not documented in any sample plan tables. There is a softer edge to audit sampling that relies on the judgment of the auditor. If the audit report is looking like a piece of prose, you are probably not recording the right things. An audit report should be peppered with document names, numbers and identification, personnel names, dates, quantities, descriptions, event times, numbers, locations, equipment identification, etc., because it is all about objective evidence. I believe the ultimate test for a good audit report is if it can be picked up 12 months from the date it was written by an independent person and the person can successfully retrieve and verify all objective evidence detailed in the report. Then that report is likely to have been clearly written and laid out. Remember that the audit report is not intended as a document owned by the auditor. It is for the purpose of management and any interested stakeholders to review the basis of any conclusions drawn.